Here we are again. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to KingScottRadioTV.com, The Morning Drive. Today is Friday. Yes, we made it. And we made it in style. That's how we dial this up. I'm going to be your DJ today for some nice positive vibes. And we want you to embrace that and get along in your moment. You see, we are the 9-to-5ers, the ones that get it going from the morning to a little later in the afternoon. And today we are going to be featuring just some coolness. We have the weekend to look forward to, and we're going to put a smile in our face and look at it with grace. KingScottRadioTV.com. Let's get started. King Scott Radio TV fans, who has their coffee or whatever it is that you drink? Maybe it's some nice, cool Bristol tea. Whatever it is, I'm glad you have yours. I want to give a shout out to Yolanda. Today is her birthday, and we're just going to celebrate her throughout this show. To all our birthday celebrities, we send this out to you. Yolanda, thumbs up. Enjoy your day. Thank you. That positive energy goes out to Yolanda on her birthday and to all the birthday celebrities today. It's your special day and we're going to give it to it your way. KingScottRadioTV.com. It's Friday, ladies and gentlemen, and we are into our morning drive, and we're going to get to work, and we're going to be happy and smiling because we know that the weekend is coming up. Whatever plans you have, do them in excellence because you work for this, and we want to make sure we're honoring your hard work. You got through the week, and now it's your time. We're going to smooth our way into this real cool and easy. It's Friday. Let's go. Thank you. All right, let's take it up a notch. You'll see what I mean. That's the notch we're talking about. Come on with me, it's Friday. The Morning Drive, DJ Dove.
What seems to be the problem? He said, I need to see your ID. I said, I didn't know you could just go to people's houses and ask them for an ID. What seems to be the problem? He said, well, a neighbor called and said she saw a brown bear in sweatpants. And I'm like, I haven't seen this brown bear, but I'll keep my eye open because we do have kids in the neighborhood.
It's Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you let nobody disturb your groove. We're going to keep a smile on our face and keep up the pace, because today is going to be all right. Let's go! positive energy. We're going to be bringing up some gospel in a few minutes. We play it all here on KingScottRadioTV.com. Keep Walking by Mary Murray. King Scott, RadioTV.com. DJ Dove. It's Friday. Make mistakes. Yes, it's Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, I want to take a moment and just dedicate a small tribute to a couple of guys that helped me get in the industry. Back in the day, you all have heard that before, I was in seminary school. And one of the parishioners came up to me and asked me did I want to do the community news at his radio station. And I said, sure, I would love to do that. Well, this gentleman's name was Maniac McCloud, and he worked for a radio station that was called WPFW, and WPFW is still around. He had a colleague with him. Both of them worked together as a team, and that gentleman's name was James Funk of Proper Utensils. And I believe he was also a lead singer for Rare Essence. Now, we're talking about some history here because this was over 20 years ago. And they launched my radio career. And I can tell you that, you know, when God works in your life, he can bring it in from anywhere. He could tell a rock to touch you, and all of a sudden you become a stone master. It's just amazing. But these two guys started me in the business, and now here, some 20 years later, I have my own broadcasting station called KingScottRadioTV.com. And I'm not telling anyone that this was easy, because this was quite difficult. Because that same tandem came to the hospital when I got sick, and they fired me. Yes, they fired me. And they told me that the position that I was holding, they didn't expect for me to do as well as I did. And but they said it was a position for a female, and I had to accept that. And I can tell you that I cried. They came in on a Friday, and I cried Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But early Monday morning, I got a call from another radio station that had heard my voice over their airwaves. And he offered me a show. And I took it. And here we are today. His name was Dr. Mays. And, you know, life is a ever-evolving thing. Les Brown says that it forever changes. And I can tell you that it does. It changes for me, and it changes for you. So I just want to pass on those accolades to these people. And just thank you. And I'm paying it forward. We try to get people involved in the communication industry as we go along, as we have grown, bringing in different artists, different DJs, interviewing. I mean, it expands over and over again. I get to go to car shows. I get to go to concerts. I have a press pass. And this is not about me. This is about what God can do for anyone who serves him. And I can definitely say that I am of service to him, to humanity, to try to uplift people. If I have to put someone down, I want to put them down on my prayer list. This is KingScottRadioTV.com, and I am DJ Dove. A blast from the past. I always love my mama. By the Intruders. Yeah.
Bye. Manhattan in CC. They still call it the White House, but that's a temporary condition too. Can you dig it, CC? To each his reach, and if I don't cop, it ain't mine to have. But I'll be reaching for you, cause I love you, CC. Right on. There's a lot of chocolate cities around. We got Newark, we got Gary. Somebody told me we got LA. Yeah. And we're working on Atlanta. Till the capital. Can't you feel my breath? All up around your neck. Hey, CC, they say you jive and game and can't be changed. But on the positive side, you're my piece of the rock and I love you, CC. Can you dig it? Hey, we didn't get our 40 acres and our mule, but we did get you, CC. Yeah. Are you with me out there? And when they come to march on you, tell them to make sure they got their James Brown pants. And don't be surprised if Ali is in the White House. And Reverend Ike, Secretary of the Treasury. Richard Pryor, Minister of Education. Stevie Wonder, Secretary of Fine Arts. And Miss Aretha Franklin, the First Lady. Are you out there, D.C.? A chocolate city is no dream. It's my piece of the rock. And I dig you, CC. God bless Chocolate City and its vanilla suburbs. Can y'all get to that? Easing in your stuff. Can't get enough. Just got New York, I'm told.
all right, we're tuning down now. We're going into our last 15 to 25 minutes of radio time. You know, ladies and gentlemen, the other day I heard a story that disturbed me, and I'm going to start off by saying I don't like it. There's a shop in the Washington, D.C. area highlighting some type of dessert, and the dessert is called Mary and Berry. Now, to give it some clarity, Berry is reflected as the mayor for life, and he has done a lot of positive things in the community of the Washington, D.C. area. That's not to say that he did not have some problems, because we all have problems, to be honest with the world. And some people's problems are more exposed than others. I don't condone drug use or anything of that nature. And there were allegations that were later proven that he had done some things that was certainly totally unprofessional, dealing with drugs and things of that nature. Well, you know, this man has gone on now to the next life, and his contribution to society has been a beacon of light. He did a lot of things. You speak to some of the people in the Washington, D.C. area, and they'll tell you, he put together programs to get me my first job. And that gives us a sense of pride. Well, this dessert, the description of it is somewhat drug-related, powdered sugar and stuff like that. And I don't like it. I don't like the fact that the implications lead to a negative impression of a person who had some problems but did the city right. And if you go to Washington, D.C. and you talk to the senior citizens and people who grew up in that era, they will tell you that he did so much that whatever he did that wasn't right, we can simply forgive him. But to denigrate his name is not cool. And I know I have a few listeners that would agree with me. I'm sure I have a few who don't, but that's no way to honor a man's memory. So for that particular organization, I'm not going to tell you their name. I want you to find out for yourself, for those who live in the D.C. area, and you make your decision. I would not dignify what they are trying to do by giving them this airtime, which is paid for. So if you see this place and you happen to be somewhere around it, feel free to go in and talk to management and let them know that you don't like it either. Because there's no reason to drag up the past when the future of the District of Columbia was certainly a light in its day. And now that Mary and Berry has passed on, we should just leave him alone. I have a personal story with him. I used to escort his mother. His mother was from Chicago, along with Mary and Berry, and when she came into town, I was called upon to escort her around the city or to the events that she attended. And that was a pleasure. She was a beautiful lady. You could see where he got some of his charm from if you had a chance to meet her. So again, for the record, I don't like it. I think you should take it off your menu, and you owe the city an apology. I hope you do the right thing. Check it out.
So glad I've gotten home. So glad that I can see my life's a natural high. The man can't put no pain on me. I'm so glad I've gotten home. So glad that I can see my life's a natural high. The man can't put no pain on me. You're something kind of funny. How the man take your money?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to be our show for this Friday. Now, a couple of things I want to go over. I'm so glad that I have my own. That was by Curtis Mayfield. And ladies and gentlemen, every now and then, sometimes the music is for me. You see, life is forever changing. And the things that God allows us to do is nothing short of miraculous. We gave a shout out today to Yolanda because it's her birthday. We paid homage to James Funk and Arthur Maniac McLeod. These people started me out in the radio business some 20 years ago, and I just wanted to say thank you. So you have to get through this day, this work day. We want you to stay focused, do what you come to do, and then leave it behind for the weekend. You'll be back on Monday, and we'll be back to greet you if the Lord allows. This is KingScottRadioTV.com. Pass us on. You can listen to us on your cellular phone or on your PC. Just dial it in and we'll turn it up. Make sure you have a good weekend. Do your best to keep the smile on your face and stay in the race. We're going to sign off with some Boney James, and this is called Butter.